Vince Giordano's Nighthawks just taking knocking the stuffing out of it. And Vince Giordano has had a successful and continuous gig at Sophia's Restaurant. There he was playing the Cotton Club Stomp from his Cotton Club Revisited. By the way, if you wish to buy either CDs by Vince Giordano or by the West End Jazz Band, there are links to those particular CDs, and you can look around and find other ones, too, on from World Records. But I believe if an artist is above ground, we should be buying their stuff, definitely, and we should be buying Vince's records, and that's a good one. Cotton Club Stomp, a lot of Harold Arlen stuff on there, and that was, well, I don't think that was, well, he did a lot of stuff on there. Whatever, there's a good recordings on there. And Vince is playing at Sophia's Restaurant every Monday night, and that's at the Hotel Edison on, well, it's on 46th Street between 8th Ave and Broadway. I hope I got that right, but that's where he is, at the Club Cash down, you know, down in the basement, I think, or somewhere. It's in the where all the clubs are in that particular block. But Sophia's Restaurant at the Hotel Edison. Please, if you're in New York and you happen to hear the show, or you're heading down to New York and you want to have fun on a Monday night, because you know Monday nights can be a drag. They generally are, but with Vince Giordano playing, they never are. And that's a new CD, and it's available, freely available. So go buy that. Please buy it, and buy anything you can get your hands on by the West End Jazz Band. That was from their Louder and Funnier CD, and I have a link to that too. And that was came out in 03. Rudels. Can't beat it. And going way back, 1925, here's something by Gertrude Lawrence on Radiola. And I'm Andy Sr. playing it for you. Poor Little Rich Girl from 1925.
lover. That is that way, lovable and sweet. He's candy, has a yachty on the thriller, lips that seem to whisper with ya. And he's that way, lovable, just 62, with eyes of blue. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, whenever we're all alone. Oh, gosh, and oh, gee, what happens is simply too good to be known. Bubbling over with affection, satisfying to perfection. Is he that way lovable and sweet?
Take this up to good, fast, nappy tempo.
You say you want it fast?
Well, if it's going to be good, it must be fast.
All right, son.
Are you all set?
Damn it, okay. Am I set?
One, two.
Boom, boom, do-do. Do-do-do-do-la-boom-bo-do.
Why, the man's crazy. He ain't saying.
Why, I bet you're
fine. It's all right. Now, go ahead with it.
All right, son. Set. You know, some folks wait for the nighttime.
Yes, some folks wait for the dawn. Well, I want to tell you what I've waited for, and I've waited plenty long.
I said I know you wanted a girl that was different.
Wanted one that would suit your taste. Now that I possess
one. What are you going to do?
She ain't going to wait.
Why?
I got a sweet little neat little dear little cute little girl I'm going to call my wife.
I'll bet she's got the sweetest ways.
Just as hot as the bright sun's rays.
But what about the other girls we talked about?
Their names in my date book are all scratched out. And I know she loves
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, son. How do you know she loves you?
Oh, well, principally because she told me so.
Oh.
Show me a girl that doesn't lie. Watch where I go.
All right.
Now, of all the babies I've met, she's the only real one yet. I've got a sweet little, neat little, dear little, cute little girl I'm going to call my wife.
I've got a sweet little, neat little, dear little, cute little
girl I'm going to call my wife. She cooks, she bakes, she sews. Now that baby doll wears her clothes.
When she wears those chiffon hose,
oh, the cops don't care which way that traffic goes.
And in a short while, after we're wed, I'll pass the smokes around and I'll repeat what I've said. Now blondes, brunettes, they are key. But mine's a little redhead.
We know what you mean.
I got a sweet little, little, cute little girl I'm gonna call my da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Boy, she's coming down the street.
Now, I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
I'm telling you, boys, that girl's nice.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Now, I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Just cast a knife.
Cast a knife.
Her direction.
Her direction.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Ain't that perfection?
That's real perfection.
Boy, she's neat. I read neat. Now, I ask you very confidentially, ain't she?
Low, 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 low,
ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Can't go wrong with the Rhythm Boys there. Cute little and Ain't She Sweet, Sweet Little, 1927. And before that, Annette Hanshaw. And there's been some debate elsewhere on what just... The lyrics bear close scrutiny, but headphones always help. So if you have any problems with those lyrics, I think they've been discussed somewhere. But I love that. I love that recording. And those are Sidney Clare lyrics, and Oscar Levant wrote the theme. And there are some interesting turns in there. He was quite a composer, kind of overshadowed, or felt he was overshadowed by Gershwin, but I think he had his own genius that ought to be considered. He was an amazing songwriter and composer. So I got to look into Oscar Levant once in a while. That was 1929. Before that, Gertrude Lawrence, an old coward song, Poor Little Rich Girl, 1925, very early recording of a coward tune, that's for sure. He was only born, I think, what, 1899, 1900? So he was just a kid when that one came out. By my perspective, I should say, because that one fell off the truck a while ago. Speaking of Paul Whiteman, who had his name on the Rhythm Boys, although he was not probably even in the studio when that was going on, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, 1926, with Bell Hoppin' Blues. Here they are.
Thank you.
We wash the dishes from 7 till 3. That sounds like my day. We have apple frenzy at our house, and that's always a terrible thing. We got a tree that's overproducing. It's been a very damp year. Very good for apples and very good for applesauce, but very bad for people who have to do the dishes. No more said on that topic. I love my baby loves me, and that goes without saying. That was Wearings, Pennsylvanians, 1925. And you heard all the guys on there, including Paulie McClintock getting his oar in there. And Eddie South and his Alabamians before that. La Rosita, 1927, beginning with Paul Whiteman, Bellhoppin' Blues. Maybe it was a blues written by a member of the Broadway Bellhops, who just sort of rather distraught at that name. But that was from 1926, so that might have been an anachronism, for all I can think. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm definitely an anachronism. As a matter of fact, I'm definitely afflicted with anachronalgia, and it's not such a bad thing. Don't look for a cure. The cure is worse than the disease, believe me. And this is Radiola, and you're listening to WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's Johnny Marvin, and this is what I say. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Well, if it's not, see your physician.
Is there anyone present who was ever in love? If so, you know how I am feeling right now. Now everything is so pleasant, sun is shining above. If you're in love, gee whiz, now you know just how it is when there's somebody who you can cuddle up to. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling when you're hugging her there in that cozy old chair? Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Now every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that she's gonna say yes, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
Thank you. ready. Eddie was a fellow rather steady till he bought himself a new guitar. He learned to play a hot guitar. Now Eddie is a radio star. Eddie was afraid, you know, to play before the radio until he bought a new guitar. Oh, Eddie, get your new guitar. Now if you're ready, we are. Play that hot guitar. Oh, mister, play just one more bar. We'll single strings and harmony. Those funny strains and melodies. Can't behave, all I can do is rant and rave, and just a rhythm loving play. When you play the hot guitar, won't you hit one string, hit it and then just let it ring. Take your pick, piccolo, bass, lick, quick. After beats are sweet when you can play them off the beat. Oh, mister, what a man you are. When you play the hot guitar,
BBC Dance Orchestra. Wonderful arrangement of that. I like that very much. Do something. Well, do something. It's the week to do something. It's a little cooler now, and maybe you can carry those boxes up to the attic that you've been meaning to do for 2 years. I'm not talking about anyone specifically. Maybe myself. And Ted Weems before that. Play That Hot Guitar, one of those Phil Baxter novelties, which were so popular in that. And Phil Baxter made a lot of money on those, like Piccolo Pete and Harmonica Harry. I don't think Afaklid Ali did that well, nor Sarusaphone Sal, but he tried. He really tried with those. And that was from 1931. Before that, Johnny Marvin, Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling, from 1927. And I hope so. I hope this program promotes something akin to a grand and glorious feeling, particularly when the music is playing. I can't vouch for any other time, but there we go. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not vouching for anything right now, except that I'm doing okay here. This is Radiola, WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and thank you for streaming tonight. I do appreciate it. We didn't know if the stream was going to work, but it works. Glad I got it going. Anyway, here's Sid Valentine and his Patent Leather Kids with Patent Leather Stomp. And I guess you need, you can't stomp in Converse that easily. Patent leather really, really helps. Thank you. Yeah, that was Joe Robichaud playing Ring Them Bells. Gotta ring them bells if you're celebrating. I'm celebrating something, but I don't know what. I just in a good mood, unaccountably. And I don't mind it. It's okay. It's good while it lasts. It's probably just, I don't know, something's hitting my pineal gland the right way. I don't know. Maybe that's what's happening. Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys. 1933. Before that, Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs from 1935, Harlem Joys. Willie on there playing that piano. And before that, Sid Valentine and his Patent Leather Kids. Patent Leather Stomp. And that was really something. I like that record. 1929. Well, here's part of philosophy of it all, I guess. Ray Noble and his orchestra in 1933 with Al Boley singing. And I believe you must do this in order to maintain keep your brain from getting too clogged up, because that's easy to happen. You start raging and throwing things, and it's just not a good scene. And I hate when that happens, and it happens to me a lot. So you have to be resourceful, and I try to be as resourceful as possible. So we'll see what happens here. This is a Cole Porter tune, by the way. Experiment.
Your motto day and night, experiment, and it will lead you to the light. The apple on the top of the tree is never too high to achieve. So take an example from Eve, experiment. Be curious, though interfering friends may frown. Get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment, and you'll see.
Got a lot of time to spend, just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. Got my peace of mind. Knock on wood, hear the love is blind. That's good, cause things never seen, never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long.
Singing with Leo Reisman. That was his orchestra, by the way. Leo Reisman in 1933 with a song that is also on that Vince Giordano CD, Happy as the Day is Long. It's a good song. Joe Hames did it. A lot of good bands did that song. It's just a lovely, great, amazing. And I'm just trying to avoid the, you know, the pitfalls. You know, I don't want to slip on a banana peel and fall into the abyss or into the abyss, because you know she might not like that. But I definitely don't want to get you know, depressed. So I think that you just might you know how things go. But that was great, and that's how I'm feeling. I'm as happy as the day is long, and it's, you know, the day's almost over, and I'm still doing okay. And before that, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Al Boley, with a wonderful Cole Porter tune from Nymph Errant, I believe that was, recorded in 1933, Experiment. And that rhymes with Nymph Errant, too. And that was, why didn't he use that in the song? I wonder, he's used a lot of rhymes. That's a wonderful, wonderful song, and lovely words we should all live by, I think. Those of us who aren't watching the Olympics right now, and that's a mind-numbing ordeal. I'm sorry to say it. That stuff just drives me nuts. You know, I knew that I was listening in the other room. I was upstairs, and I was listening, and I could hear the bad music in the background. I said, they must be doing gymnastics, and that's what they were doing. They've just surprised. I think they put a moratorium on Alley Cat, though. I don't think there's any more of that stuff. I think there was a Geneva Convention said, no more Alley Cat during the gymnastics. Although somebody might trot it on for old time's sake, but we'll see. I think the rules committee looks askance at that particular selection when there are so many other equally terrible selections out there to play. But you only hear good selections here on radio. I'm Andy Senior playing them for you on Friday nights. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, every Friday night at 8 p.m. Before me, Mark Fuller at 6 p.m. On this station. He's has Retro Country Tonight. He had a wonderful show. And next week there's some question about whether we're going to be able to get into the studio or not, owing to power downs and stuff, and you know, them getting it ready for the new year. But chances are maybe we'll get something going, and you'll hear our shows. I hope you do. If so, that would be absolutely wonderful. But check with us anyway. I'm always... believe me, a week I don't do a show is a terrible week for me indeed. So I look forward to that anyway. And Mark is also on WPNR at 9 a.m. on, and that's the Utica College station. You can't stream that, but you can hear it if you're local. And that's, you know, it's a little bit above the classical station, so you'll find that out there. And you won't have a problem with that. It's good music, kind of in the music of your life vein, but a little bit more 50s, 60s-ish. Wonderful stuff. And on WHCL, at the very same time, my friend Pete Bianco has a program of public affairs and interesting stuff, and he's going to have a very interesting show this week. So if you want to hear music, Mark Fuller. If you want to hear any not music, public affairs, tune in here, because we'll have it all going for you. Don't worry. It's all going to be going good, and it's going to be a good show, either which one you turn into. And the conflict is just driving me nuts. I'm Andy Senior, and a lot of things drive me nuts, but this has been, I seem to have found a state of mental ease and peace, which I'm embracing as tightly as I can, lest it get away from me. So next week, perhaps we shall meet again, and you'll be able to listen to this great, great music, and I'll have a whole bunch of new stuff for you. Let's hope. Let's finish with a very, very sweet song sung by Greta Keller. And this was recorded in Paris in 1936. And it's appropriate for the end of the show. And stay tuned, because there will be an hour broadcast, a tribute to Alexander Wolcott. But here's Greta Keller, Lights Out.
But it's gone, this beautiful day. There's nothing to do but stay. Lights out, sweetheart. Sweetheart.